Welcome to Toirat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17. This chapter tells us about the land that was allocated to the tribe of Manasseh. In Devarim 21:17, we learn that in laws of inheritance, a firstborn son receives a double portion of the father's possession. Rashi explains this means that the firstborn receives a share that is equal to that of two brothers. Yehoshua chapter 17, verse 1, Vayihi ha-goyrol lamatei Manasseh, ki hu bachar Yosef. And there was a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was the firstborn of Yosef. Explains Malbim here, the mention of Manasseh as the bachar, the firstborn of Yosef, is to explain why Shevet Manasseh received two portions of land. Shevet Manasseh received a portion on either side of the Yarden, a double portion. We have mentioned previously that part of the tribe of Manasseh had a portion outside of Eretz Yisrael, and this is referred to here in verse 1 in chapter 17 of Yehoshua, as the verse continues, for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilad, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilad and Boshan. This is the portion on the other side of the Yarden, the east of the Yarden. Machir was Manasseh's firstborn, which is why, as Rashi explains, he received his portion first, before the other brothers. Verse 2, Vayihi livnei Manasseh hanoisorim lemishpachosom. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh according to their families. This is now a reference to the second portion for the other part of the tribe of Manasseh. This is the portion inside Eretz Yisrael on the west side of the Yarden. The verse lists the families of the other six male offspring of Manasseh: Aviezer, Chelek, Asriel, Shechem, Chefer, and Shemidah. Verses 7 to 11 give the delineation of the borders of the area given to these families of Manasseh inside Eretz Yisrael and details of the towns allocated to them. Verse 5 says, Vayiplu chavlei Manasseh asor ro, levad mi eretz ha-gilad v'ha-boshon asher mi eiver la-yardin. 10 portions fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilad and Boshan, which is on the other side of the Yarden. So to the part of the tribe of Manasseh receiving land inside Eretz Yisrael, 10 portions are given. Reading with Rashi, this was 6 portions, one for each of the sons' families listed above, which we just mentioned, plus 4 portions for the daughters of Tzelofchad, who are mentioned in verse 3. Tzelofchad is the son of Chefer, who descends from Manasseh. Tzelofchad had no sons, and 5 daughters, Machla, Noya, Chagla, Milka, Sirtso. In verse 4, the daughters of Tzelofchad come to claim the land that was promised to them in Sefer Bamidbar, chapter 27. Vatikravna lifnei Elazar hakayin, velifnei Yehoshua bin Nun, velifnei hanasiim leimar. And they came near before Elazar the priest, and before Yehoshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, Hashem tziva es Moshe, loses lanu nachala b'soich achenu. Hashem commanded Moshe to give us an inheritance among our brothers. Vayitain lahem el pi Hashem nachala b'soich achei avihen. He, Yehoshua, gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father, according to the commandment of Hashem. In Bamidbar chapter 27, we learn this story. Under the leadership of Moshe, the daughters of Tzelofchad state that their father has died and he had no sons. And they say before Moshe, Elazar, the chieftains, and the whole congregation, Lama yigara shem avinu mitoich mishpachtoi, ki ein loy bein. Why should our father's name be eliminated from his family because he had no son? Give us a portion along with our father's brothers. Moshe brings the case before Hashem, who says that the daughters of Tzelophchad speak justly, and that Moshe should give them their father's inheritance. And the general laws are enumerated regarding inheritance being passed to a daughter when there is no son. So now, when we come to Yehoshua chapter 17, in the apportionment of land to Shevet Manasseh, the inheritance promised to the daughters of Tzelophchad is realized. As explained by Rashi, the four portions that are given to them are their father's portion, their father's share in Chefer's portion, which was double because he was a firstborn, so that's three. Chefer was their grandfather. And the portion of their uncle who died in the desert without any children. Four portions. The tribe of Ephraim had some isolated cities within the domain of the tribe of Manasseh, which can be found detailed in Yehoshua, chapter 16, verse 9. Here, in chapter 17 of Yehoshua, verse 11, we learn that the tribe of Manasseh is given cities in the territories of Yisachar and Asher. But the people of Manasseh were unable to drive the Canaanites out from those areas, as we are told in verse 12. And the Canaanites were content to dwell in the land. As the Bnei Yisrael became strong, as it says in verse 13, they imposed tax upon the Canaanites, but they did not drive them out. The last part of the chapter starts in verse 14 and features a complaint brought from the children of Yosef before Yehoshua about the allocation of land. Verse 14, Vayadabru b'nei Yosef es Yehoshua leimar, and the children of Yosef spoke to Yehoshua, saying. Rashi specifies that this is the tribe of Manasseh speaking to Yehoshua. Madua nosata li nachala goyrol echod, v'chevel echod. Why have you given me one lot and one portion for an inheritance? Va'ani am rov. Ad asher adkoi berchani Hashem. I am a numerous people, for Hashem has blessed me to such an extent. They want more land, but the goyrol is by divine orchestration, so there's no mistake. Yehoshua is not in a position to allocate them more land. He responds to them in verse 15, saying, Im am rav ata, ale lecha haya'ara, uveresa lecha shom, be'eretz haprizi, v'harafo'im, ki otz lecha har Ephraim. If you are a numerous people, then go up to the forest and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizi and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too confined for you. With Rashi, you have the strength to cut down forests and clear them, and you shall build cities there. Yehoshua is advising them to clear forested area in their allotted domain to make more space for themselves. They reply, verse 16, Loi yimotzei lanu hahar. The hill is not enough for us. Reading with Rashi, they are confirming that their perspective is as Yehoshua said. Their area is too confined for them. Verechev barzel b'chol ha-Kana'ani ha-Yoshev b'eretz ha-Emek. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, etc. With Rashi, they are saying that the people in the area of the Perizi and the giants that Yehoshua is suggesting to destroy are strong and they have iron chariots. Yehoshua responds in verse 17 saying, Am rav ato, v'choyach godol loch, loy yihye lecha goyrol echod. You are a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one lot. Verse 18, Ki har yihyelach ki ya'arhu, uvei reisai v'hayalacha taitzai sov ki soirish es hakana'ani, ki rechev barzel lai ki chazok hu. But the mountain shall be yours, for it is a forest, and you shall cut it down, and its outgoings shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanite, though he has iron chariots, and though he is strong. Based on Rashi, Yehoshua is reiterating that they should go to clear the forest, and it is only suitable for a numerous people, that they should cut it down and drive out the Canaanite because they are a great people. And there is no other Shevet that is suitable for fighting it, but they have the ability, and they should drive out the Canaanite. Yehoshua is giving them a strategy for driving out the Canaanites. The Mishpatzos Zahav comments on verse 15 that Yehoshua is pointing out the power and ability that they have because of the fact that they are a numerous people. In every matter, one needs to see the advantages and positive sides that are in it, and not look only at the disadvantage. The people are complaining that the space is too small for them given their size, and Yehoshua is highlighting great things that come with being a numerous people. Use that strength then to get to a solution and see the good wherever you can. Thank you for studying together. Le'eloi Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.